On Tuesday, Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist Doug Marlette was killed in a traffic accident near Holly Springs, Mississippi. He was 57. Besides his talent for pushing hot buttons in his editorial cartoons, Marlette was known for his comic strip Kudzu, which featured an awkward teenager in the tiny town of Bypass, North Carolina, and an interesting cast of Southern characters, including a small-time TV evangelist named Will B. Dunn. He also wrote two novels and helped turn Kudzu into a musical. Marlette was born in Greensboro, North Carolina, and spent his career in the South until he went to New York Newsday in 1989. Last year, he joined the Tulsa World. His editorial cartoons about Jim and Tammy Faye Baker and their PTL Club helped earn his Pulitzer Prize in 1988. The club was based in Charlotte, where Marlette had worked for 15 years. When Terry spoke with Marlette in 1987, the Baker scandal was in full bloom, and Marlette had just published a new book featuring his less-than-holy preacher, Will B. Dunn.
How did you first develop Reverend Will B. Dunn, who's the main character for your new book?
It comes out of my experience. I mean, I grew up Southern Baptist in Mississippi and North Carolina. And when you grow up in small towns, there's always, you know, religion is sort of the backdrop. And you develop a familiarity, particularly if you grow up Southern Baptist, where you go to church a lot. And I was sitting in a revival meeting when the minister at this church was preaching on and using the recurring theme that the world is in chaos. He kept repeating, "The world is in chaos." And I was only 12 years old, but I knew that the word was chaos. And so, you know, that was, I knew that there was an authority needed to be questioned at this point. And that, I guess that's the beginning of my history as a cartoonist, as a satirist, and particularly drawing preachers.
Has it been easier for you to satirize televangelism as someone who's doing it from the inside? Because these are people who you grew up with.
That's right. I mean, you grow up with a lot of stuff, and it's not only the ironies of professional religious professional life, but you know, my job as a cartoonist is to pick out or to ferret out those ironies and to see those and what you develop a kind of a skill at that. And so when you combine the world of that old-time religion with that prime-time religion, you know, you're going to get a lot of ironies. I mean, it's a long way from a manger in Bethlehem to a water slide in Heritage, USA. I mean, there's Heritage Village. That is there's a lot of humor potential, a lot of irony potential. And so, I guess it comes naturally to me, having grown up with that. But it's all there.
You recently created a couple of characters who were parodies of Jim and Tammy Baker, and your parody characters are called Jim and Tammy Bankroll, and there's a new scandal that you've introduced, and it's Mascara Scam. Can you explain what that is?
Well, basically, you know, the way Mascara Scam developed is that Tammy Faye Bankroll was on the mascara wing at Betty Ford, and she gave an interview to Robin Leach on Lifestyles of the Rich and Vacuous, and she accused Will B. Dunn of being the person who turned her on to the pleasures of eyeliner and mascara, and of course Will B. Dunn had to defend himself, and things kind of degenerated from there.
I wonder if Tammy Baker is more upset with the fun that you're making of her use of cosmetics and with the fact that you draw her as being very chubby. I wonder if she's more upset about that than she is about the political implications of what you're writing.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you're around PTL, when you go, you know, I've drawn cartoons about them for a long time. When you live in Charlotte, you became immune, at least I became, and most people around, to all of the excesses. You become so saturated with this bizarreness that you accept it. So the nation is kind of discovering what we had kind of grown used to. And one of the things that you learn is that if you saw them on Nightline, that these folks are profoundly naive. I mean, there's this kind of a childish quality or emotionally immature quality that where you get in trouble and then either Yahweh or a new set of accountants or Jerry Falwell or some daddy comes in and takes care of things.
What's the most controversial strip that you had Reverend Will B. Dunn in?
Well, the strip was banned. It was banned in Tulsa because, and not for a particular strip, although I've drawn the brother Oral, but it was actually just the idea of having ministers making fun of them. The local newspaper in Tulsa caved in to the fundamentalists and the followers of Brother Oral Roberts because they didn't like the idea of ministers being made fun of.
Would you ever pick up the phone and call up an editor to complain if they don't run one of your cartoons because it's too controversial?
That's a good idea. I've never done that. It's all part of, part of the cartoonist-editor relationship is, the great thing about free speech is that, I get to say outrageous things and editors get to squelch it. I have
great
a right
bargain,
to do that,
huh?
And they have a right to run things or not run them in their newspapers, and I'm in favor of that.
I have to ask you a question that's about the strip, but it's unrelated to the televangelist satires that we've been discussing. Mm-hmm. This is the question of chest hair. Now, in your new book, the character Kudzu asks if it's possible to get a chest hair implant. I take it he doesn't have enough chest hair.
That's right. This is
now. Is this something you identify with?
This is getting kind of personal. I mean, it's okay for me to talk about preachers and other people and radio talk show hosts, but I mean, you're not supposed to ask personal questions to cartoonists.
You're covering up. You don't have a lot
I'm
of chest
covering
hair.
Up.
I can tell.
No pun intended. No, I do not. I want to make it clear, and this is a good opportunity, that I do not wear a chest wig. It is not, it's true. I don't. I do have chest hair. Both of them are well groomed, and the strip is kind of based on my experience as a teenager, and all of those things. Those things, bodily hair and functions, and those things are fascinating to you when you're an adolescent and have a great deal of meaning. And Kudzu, I guess, is that expresses that aspect of my experience as a failed teenager. And nothing is fails as much as not growing pubic hair, pubescent hair, maybe we should say, chest hair. Or any of that stuff, I was about 5 years behind all of my my friends going through puberty, so I identify with Kudzu's problems.
So you feel in a way you're still working out things from when you were a teenager.
Oh, sure. Isn't everybody? I mean, I think that's one of the reasons the strip is so basic. What I realized as I grew out of my quote teenage years. Is that I came to realize that everyone is still a teenager, everyone's still a child, and everyone's still adolescent. And so by having these characters play out these issues, it remains everyone's business. And the fact that Kudzu is an adolescent is definitely an expression of mine and everybody else's adolescence.
Doug Marlette, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Cartoonist Doug Marlette speaking with Terry Gross in 1987. Marlette died Tuesday. He was 57.